Rules Committee has come to order, and Representative Kinkelstead has graciously reviewed the minutes and moved approval for the minutes of Wednesday, April 16th, 2008, as presented.
The committee chair.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
And next item is the proposed supplemental calendar for the day, for Monday, April 21st. I so move. Any questions or comments? None? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? And next we go to House File 3829, Senate File 3672, Representative Atkins. I will move that notwithstanding Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8, the Rules Committee moves that Senate File 3672 be recommended to pass and be referred to the General Register. Representative Atkins. Representative Solberg moves the amendment, which is coded F3672A9. And to that amendment, Representative Solberg?
I'm doing this as a request from other people, but I think Representative Atkins is okay with this, but to deal a little bit with the farm library.
Representative Simpson.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Atkins, is this, did we have some problem with this earlier? Has this been corrected? What's different?
There's, Madam Chair, Representative Simpson, there's in the winery.
Okay.
The very short version is that we originally had language that would allow farm wineries to both make and sell cognac and brandy. Part of the records than they currently are allowed to do. There was some pushback that occurred subsequent to the committee getting together. We ended up putting some report language in when we brought it back to committee. And since then, all parties have come to an agreement that they will allow farm wineries to make it, but not to sell it. Everybody seems pleasantly happy with that arrangement, and so that is the substance of the amendment. And as I stated, if I have misstated that, we have Professor McCormick here to tell us otherwise.
What do they intend to do with this? Is they're going to just make it, just store it till we come back next year to change it? Or what's the purpose?
Yeah. Representative Atkins?
Madam Chair, Representative Simpson, other than perhaps consuming it themselves, it would go through the normal 3-year process, which means that they could give it to a wholesaler to then put into the chain of distribution for sale.
Okay.
What they were trying to do was take out one of those tiers by being able to sell it themselves. Okay. Some of the folks in the industry got a little bit concerned about that because we have had a very successful three-tier system with making, distributing, and selling being separated, and that's worked very well for that from a regulatory point of view.
To that point, some people call it successful, others call it monopoly.
Seeing no further discussion, all in favor of the A9 amendment say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Amendment is adopted. Any further discussion to the bill? If not, I renew my motion that notwithstanding Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8, the Rules Committee, moves that Senate File 3672 be recommended to pass as amended and be referred to the General Register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So ordered. Next up, we have House File 2996. Representative Michael Paymar has the bill for us. And I will move that pursuant to Permanent House Rule 4.13, that House File 2996 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the General Register. Welcome to the committee, Representative Paymar.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not sure. This is what's left of a fairly lengthy bill after we found out what the fiscal note was, and it deals with a study that will be conducted by the Sentencing Guidelines Commission primarily drug offenders if an offender was convicted of a crime, committed a crime that and was for veterans, that they would be hooked up with veterans assistance. You might have seen 300,000 service people coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq have post-traumatic stress disorder. And then there's one other provision here that deals with sex offenders who are waiting their civil commitment hearing. If they're agreeable to it, they can stay in a Department of Corrections facility rather than going to a treatment center, and that will save the counties a significant amount of money.
And thank you, Representative Hare. The reason it's here is because government operations has stopped meeting and it recommends a work group, and that's the jurisdiction of the Rules Committee. Any further discussion? If not, Representative Earhart.
Madam Chair, Representative Hare, is there still a fiscal note on this or no?
No. Was a hefty one originally.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Representative Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How will the working group
This is the working group will be staffed by the Sentencing Guidelines Commission. The Department of Corrections outlined who they felt should be on the working group, and they are absorbing the cost. This was actually a study that sort of went belly up last year because there was concerns from the governor's office and the County Attorney's Association about re-ranking drug offenses. So this is asking the Sentencing Guidelines Commission to look at the big picture of all of our drug offenses and see if we're out of whack with other states around us, and looking at a whole variety of things to look at that could we be differentiating offenders who have drug symptoms and those who might have a smaller amount of a substance, and the impact of drug offenses on our city, things like that. So it's looking at and nothing happened unless the legislature approved it, so they will be just
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Piemer, just a question then about the work group. On page 6, line 6, it talks about the chair of the House Public Safety and chair of the Senate Public Safety are appointing this group. Are there any legislative members, and should there be?
Well,
Representative Piemer? Nicely wanted. Representative Simpson.
Thank you. Representative Paymar also under the groups that are appointed. I see the Senate's appointing a Minneapolis resident and an outstate resident. And then the House is appointing a resident of St. Paul and one of Minneapolis or St. Paul. Why, as House members, aren't we appointing a rural member?
There's 54 community members. We originally, this language all came from Minneapolis. When this original working group last year was convening, community members of North Minneapolis had different stuff, making changes without their voice being heard, and then there was a decision that St. Paul had some sort of trouble with neighborhoods that they should be. Have a member, then we thought this would be a member from the state of Minnesota. And one from a suburb. So I don't know how to go through this.
Thank you.
Representative Holbert.
I don't think in all my years in the legislature I've ever seen a chair of a committee appoint a working group outside of the legislature. Usually that's done by the committee on committees or. I would think that would be the proper thing to do.
Originally, this was a very different.
Yes.
We'll have that clarified.
Very good, thank you.
Further discussion? If not, I'll renew my motion that pursuant to permanent rule 4.13, House File 2996 be recommended to pass and be referred to the General Register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. With that, members, the meeting is adjourned.